You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
A total of 149 projects have been selected for fast-tracking through the government's new fast-track approvals bill. There's a variety of projects on the list in sectors including farming, infrastructure, energy and mining. The bill has been contentious since its introduction, with many concerns surrounding its potential effects on the environment. 19 projects on the list are mining related, with many of them successfully opposed in the past by environmental agencies and even the Supreme Court. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about the newly unveiled list and why some of the projects have been included on it. We also talked about emails to David Seymour's office that were revealed by Newsroom last week, showing the party leader was invited to King Tuheitia's Koroneihana earlier this year, despite repeated claims he did not receive an invite. But we kicked things off talking about the Fast Track Approvals Bill. A total of 149 projects have been selected for fast tracking through the new Fast Track Approvals Bill. There's a wide variety of projects in the list. 19 of these are mining and quarrying projects. Around this has been quite a bit of environmental concern, considering quite a few of these projects have previously been opposed and shut down, even in court. Why bring these back?
Well, the mining and quarrying projects are absolutely vital because those are the minerals and resources that we need to build things. You can't build roads, bridges, or homes without quarry products. And those quarry products, where they're located, is a matter of geology. You can't find quarry products everywhere. So they do present challenges in terms of environmental management. But what we also know is that New Zealand has been quarrying and improving the environmental outcomes from these activities, delivering really good restoration at the end of life of these quarries and mining projects. I've seen some of the restoration undertaken in most recently at Oceania Gold Progress Mine near Reefton, where millions of seedlings have been replanted and the old mine workings from previous century have been cleaned up. So it is possible to do these things and also meet our environmental aspirations.
One of these mining projects is the Trans-Tasman Resources proposal off the seabed mining off the Taranaki coast. This was previously stopped by the courts who ruled in favour of environmental protection. How is it going to be different this time? Why has it been allowed through the Fast Track Approvals Bill?
Well, in fact, that project met all of the environmental protection tests that the EPA applied. The project failed on whether the test of had tikanga been adequately applied. And so that it was on that matter that the project was sent back to the EPA for re-evaluation. The project, in fact, met all environmental objectives that were set for it. So what the fast-track process allows is for the environmental impacts to be reassessed and alongside impacts on other matters. So when we talk about fast-track, in reality, this is a one-stop shop approval process where quite a few different pieces of legislation you'd normally have to go and have separate approval processes for all happen in one place at one time within a six-month period. So the environmental effects will be reassessed as part of that project. And one of the good things about fast-track approval process is it doesn't undercut or override any other legislation. It still requires the environmental assessment to be carried out. But what it does do is establish a priority for infrastructure that has regional and national benefits. And when we look at the fast-track projects that have been approved, within them there are 55,000 homes that are going to be consented through this process and have appropriate development conditions associated with them. But they're going to happen, that's going to happen quickly, within 6 months rather than years. You know, we've got the Northwest Rapid Transit Bus system, which is going to be for Aucklanders, State Highway 16 from Brigham Creek to the Central City. That's going to be an offline busway like the North Shore. We've got iwi developments. We've got Ngāti Manahiri at Te Ārai, a joint venture that's going to deliver 420 homes and improvements to the regional park. Carrington, which is the former which is currently the Unitech campus. There's a whole lot of Crown land there that's going to be redeveloped with 4,000 to 4,500 units on it. And Kiwi Rail is going to have its its future freight and rail network protected between Avondale, Onehunga and Southdown, that's going to complete the Auckland Heavy Rail Link. Now, it could take years or a decade to try to designate and consent a corridor like that. To be able to use a fast-track system to do it means that the infrastructure planning and infrastructure investment can follow much more quickly. And you know, that's what we need for a growing city.
There's a lot of projects on the list. It's long and it's varied. How is the government going to stand up enough qualified expert panels to process all of these in the timeframes indicated?
Well, you raise a good point. And so we do have a shortage of professionals who are going to be able to participate. And fast track is important for big complex projects. 149 consenting panels, that could take a little while to work through. So the ultimate goal for this government, and this is work that's in my wheelhouse, and that's actually replacing the Resource Management Act that has been the logjam for so many of these projects that we need. Kiwis apply for 40 to 50,000 resource consents a year. Back in the 1990s when the RMA, our Planning and Environmental Management System was established, it was anticipated there'd be 4,000 to 5,000 a year. So 40 to 50,000, and that's for everything, consents required for a retaining wall over a metre. There's no environmental effect for a retaining wall that's 1.1 metres. So when we replace the resource management system with a system based on property rights, the right to develop, then that's going to cut through a lot of the red tape and green tape that are holding up all kinds of developments from large scale to small scale. That legislation is going to be introduced next year and passed this term of government. So fast track is going to help a few select projects that are complex and big, but replacing the resource management system, which is in the ACT National Coalition Agreement. And one of the main reasons I came to Parliament to do that as a civil engineer who struggled to get consents for really simple basic things in the past, we're going to replace that system and we're going to free up all New Zealand. We're going to put the whole country on a fast track, Evie.
Last week, Newsroom revealed that David Seymour and the ACT Party were invited to the King Tuheitia's Koroneihana, despite David Seymour and the ACT Party's office repeatedly telling the public and journalists that he was not invited. Why the miscommunication?
Well, I don't have a great deal of visibility over the inner workings of David Seymour's office and the correspondence coming in, but I understand he wasn't actually directly invited or notified of the changes in dates. And when it appears all the other parties did. What's disappointing is that this cock-up has been used to suggest that David Seymour is not prepared to engage with iwi Māori and the kingitanga at an important time. Whereas my experience of working with David, travelling to Waitangi with him on multiple occasions and seeing him face the widow and speak on the pai and speak in te reo Māori, is that David is courageous and he is always interested in an exchange of views in a respectful way, and I'm sure that he would have relished the opportunity to attend the event if it had been organised for him.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on the newly unveiled project selected for fast tracking.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.